Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellison, and it is Thursday, January 12th, 2012.
Episode 7.51, Jeffrey.
The what?
Divisional round.
That's right.
Preview show.
Cannot wait.
Previewing the divisional round, our 51st episode of the season. It has been a wild and crazy season.
I can't believe we're here.
And we are down to 8 teams.
Steven, do you remember when we feared that there might not be a season?
That was like yesterday.
It feels like it was yesterday.
We were like, I can't believe we're not going
to play. Oh, God, they've got to get the CBA done now. Gosh darn, I'm going to kill somebody. Oh, I'm so mad.
That's
I'm going to go write another article about how mad I am.
I can't believe there was actually any doubt that football was going to be played.
There wasn't any doubt on our side.
We're
going to
get to that. We've got two player interviews on the show today. As I promised last week, Jeffrey,
Yep. We
got New York Giant quarterback Prince Amukamara and linebacker special team extraordinaire for the San Francisco 49ers, Blake Costanzo, on the show today.
Steven promised something, and then it happened.
I didn't want to divulge. I didn't want to divulge because I wanted to make sure that it happened.
Prince freaking Amukamara?
Amukamara.
Hey, Amukamara.
Yes.
You don't mess around.
I don't. When I go out, I go out. And I tell you what, it's just the beginning. This is the tip
don't
of the iceberg.
Don't get my hopes
up. It's the tip
up.
Of the
this
iceberg.
Has been a good week.
It is the tip of the iceberg. We are rolling
In
and
fact,
rocking.
I would say this.
That was fun. Do it again.
All right, that was fun. Do it again. We'll get you started, and we've got, of course, preview of all four divisional round games.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and
Raves.
Jeffrey,
you got a sad face.
I do because
that was fun. Do it again.
That was fun. Do it again.
Okay, because
it was my sound card. It was just giving me goofies.
All right.
It wasn't like your camera that wasn't shooting you the other day.
Yes.
Jeez, if you guys want to have a fun, come out and look at the 5-Minute Football Fix where Steven plays to a camera that isn't working. Well, the camera was working fine. It was the card in the camera that wasn't working.
Yes, the card in the camera.
You know what, people? We're doing the best we can with the budget we have.
You know what? But seriously, that was episode 119 of
honestly,
the 5-Minute Football Fix?
But of all the shows we've done, we are approaching number 200 vidcasts.
Okay, so about 200 video casts, and that was
the first time we've had a camera.
We didn't have a camera
synced up.
Yeah,
that's
synced.
Pretty amazing.
That was great. That
and
was
especially
great.
Given James?
Given the staff that we
hang
got.
On, hang on. James, nice job, boy.
Yeah, nice job. Thank you very much. And how are you feeling today, by the way?
Oh, James, got to talk to the people about Wing Wednesday.
So here's Wing Wednesday. These guys.
My son went out and happened to win basically
200 chicken wings.
All-you-can-eat wings at Hooters. So, James, first of all, why are you here so early today?
I'm here so early today because I was throwing up this morning.
You didn't go to school.
And I didn't go to school.
Literally, how many chicken? I was, first of all, I'm going to go out and tell the world. I was privy to come along with you guys to experience this 200 chicken wing extraordinaire at Hooters, right?
Yeah.
In Burbank, and you guys got the 200 chicken. Now, as I explained to Jeff and my wife and the people who apparently don't know how 200 chicken wings works, they don't just bring you 200 chicken wings.
Yeah,
because they would get cold and ugly. I don't think anyone
has ever thought about 200 chicken wings, really.
Unless it's a party of like 10 or 20.
Right.
Is what you recommend generally?
I would recommend at least a party of 10.
What did she tell us? She told us that there was a party of 18
big guys,
and they only finished about 50 of them.
They finished 75.
75
wings.
They
first of
couldn't
all,
do the 200.
Steven, where were we that we got wings recently? Who were we with? No, I was up. We were up at my brother's house.
Okay.
So Mark, Jordan, Jacob, and probably Hannah.
Okay.
Okay, the five of us put away 40 wings.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? We had two left over.
Well, last
night. But the
night,
five of us, I mean, come on. Do the math.
Last night, five guys and myself.
That's six guys.
I am glad to say.
Are you a guy, Steven?
200 chicken wings, baby.
200 chicken wings.
They went down.
I went back and I mentally counted. I had 47.
Now, did anybody else that you know of puke besides you?
No, no one else puked. I know.
Well, you had 47. You had the most everybody.
And it was this morning, too.
And you could tell the people of NFL Rants and Ravesland.
Yeah, no, I slept fine. I slept like a baby.
Good. You could tell the people of NFL Rants and Ravesland why you had to eat so many.
I had to carry the team, you know?
Yeah, James had to carry the team when he's not saying
this. I don't know. Jordan did all right.
Jordan did pretty good.
Nick did all right.
Nick did all right.
I tapped out.
And Nick, by the way, is
round.
This smallish cross country kid. So
I mean, he was the smallest one. He's probably like 150.
So,
yeah.
Think about it. Over a span of 2.5 hours, like every 30 minutes, they're bringing you 50 wings.
Yeah.
Hot. Off the grill or whatever.
Did they offer you bone or boneless?
No,
it's all bone.
Okay.
Bone in.
And so we built a tower.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Of bone.
And I couldn't go, by the way, but thank you for not inviting me. But I couldn't have gone, should you have entered your mind ever to invite me. I was working, but thank you for not inviting me, I guess.
I guess it's weird. I think your son feels that around his uncle, he can act a certain way that he can't act in front of his dad.
I am certain he can act. I acted differently around my mom's uncles and things than I did. I don't have any uncles, but I acted very differently around them.
Yes.
Her cousins and stuff, I acted more fun.
So, Tsukamoto, because I tapped out in the third round. The third wave of 50 came out, and I had maybe six of those, and I was done. If I ate another chicken wing, I was going to die.
I heard from Jordan last night when he got home late on a school night, by the way.
Very late.
It was
we all got very late.
I don't approve of this.
Yeah,
Hold on.
Okay, good. I heard from Jordan that you guys gave his Uncle Steven a nickname.
Yeah.
I got a nickname. Because I tapped out in the third round, what are you guys calling me now?
We're calling Steven, since we finished all 200, and you tapped out in the third round, we now have the right to call you three-quarter Steven.
Nice.
That is your new nickname.
And Extends will be our new sponsor pretty soon. We're happy to announce.
Three-quarter Steven. There you go. Let's see. Three-quarter Steven. I'm writing it down.
Kind of like my office nickname, which is what, Steven?
Suki Suki.
And Jeff's,
I call you Suki Suki,
which he didn't like at first.
Big Feely. Yeah.
Oh, he gave me that a decade ago.
You'll grow to like it.
I'll grow to like it.
6 years.
Three-quarter Steven.
Because, see, there's so many. If somebody who didn't know me.
The context.
Or the context.
Or
just
have seen you
all
naked.
All of a sudden heard you guys say three-quarter Steven. He'll be like.
Maybe you served in Afghanistan. Maybe you served in Iraq and there was a roadside bomb. Things happen. Things happen, bro. Thanks, James.
All right, see, there's only video on
James,
your upper
get back
half.
To work. James, get back to work.
Back to work, kid.
All right.
All right. So there you go. Three-quarter Steven. That's fun. Good times. Let's get to some NFL news. Jeffrey, shall we?
Please. We have news in the NFL? Yes, we do. We have an official statement from Jeff Fisher's people saying we're not going to be making any statements right now.
Is that really what they
said? No, but come on. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, basically, it's very quiet on the Jeff Fisher front.
You know, I wish I had I don't have my official sound card here, but I would be playing the Carpenters, Do You Know Where You're Going To?
I think that is what's holding up the deal. Look, Sam Bradford, you got the number 2 draft pick.
You got more than the number. You got a lot of draft picks.
And a lot of other draft picks.
Yeah.
But you got the number 2 overall.
Right.
That is very appealing to
you. Is that not appealing to you?
But there's the uncertainty with the Rams of whether they're going to stay or move. Okay?
Yeah.
Now you've got the stability of the Miami Dolphins. They're not going anywhere. They're in Miami. It's South Beach. Who wouldn't want to live in South Beach?
Who wouldn't want to live in South Beach?
It's beautiful. It's warm all the time.
It's humid, Steven.
And humidity comes and goes.
Yeah.
It
comes a lot.
And Jeff Fisher's a family man. He's got a family.
Yes, he is.
So he wants to make sure that he knows and he is making the right decision for him and his family.
Right.
So he's taking his time. I'm tired of hearing it. So maybe he could just make a decision for us.
Welcome to the hot seat.
You want to put him on the hot seat?
I want to put him on the hot seat.
Be done.
Make a decision.
Okay.
Speaking of coaches, Bill Cowher has come out and said that he has several teams who have approached him trying to lure him back into coaching.
Mm-hmm.
He's done. I think he is done. He likes
– Bill Cowher likes the booth.
The booth.
He likes the studio show.
Yeah, the studio,
CBS.
Not the booth. The studio show.
He doesn't go
show.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Where does he live? Do you know?
I believe that's –
in Pennsylvania?
I don't know where he lives. But he does fly out here for the studio show.
Well, I don't. I think that's done in New York. CBS's
really?
Show is done in New York.
In New York?
Positive.
All right. Well, then there you go. Then
which is why I'm
totally,
thinking he's an East Coast guy and he just never leaves.
That's you, and why would you? So he's very happy only having to deal with studio work. There's good. What was that?
Nah, that was just a reminder off my dang computer, you know, because I left my iPad in the car, which is how
yeah,
I do
I'm
that.
About to take your computer and turn
don't,
it off.
Don't.
So that you
maybe
don't
I
make
will,
crazy,
so
crazy,
sounds.
Crazy sounds. All right, but anyways, Romeo Crennel of the Kansas City Chiefs, who's now the head coach there, says that he will continue to call the defensive plays for the Chiefs. He's not giving that up, those responsibilities up.
Good.
So as long as they play the way they did the final
seriously.
Few weeks of the season – that defense is going to be all right then. Now, Jeffrey, before we get to the games and we bring in the guys that we're going
to
interview. Yes. What are you showing me? Really? I did not need to see that right now. What Jeff is showing me is an advertisement for Jockey.
Yep.
The company that makes men's underwear.
And women's.
They make
underwear.
Women's
yeah.
underwear?
Sure.
And there's a picture of a... Tim Tebow.
Shirtless, but it's tasteful.
Shirtless
it's just his back.
And wearing his Jockey briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Boxer
they're
briefs.
They're long. And, but it's mostly his muscular back, Steven.
I tell you what.
The guy is muscular.
From now on,
yeah.
as long as we continue to do
yeah.
NFL rants and yeah. raves, when you ever turn your computer monitor to yeah. face me, it better be scantily clad women
uh-huh.
or nothing else. I do not want to see a picture of a scantily clad Tim Tebow or any male athletes ever.
Poodles in skirts?
Funny. I will laugh at that. I will laugh
a
at the poodles.
A pig in a skirt?
Funnier. Funnier.
I thought I could find something besides that.
But no,
I do
want to no
see a
more
pig in
guys.
A skirt.
Okay, no
more.
More it's either got to be funny stuff.
This is just jockey.com.
Or scantily clad
their
women.
This homepage of jockey.com.
That's what it is? Okay.
Yeah,
and
I,
what are you doing on the homepage of jockey.com?
I read on somewhere that he had done
he had
a new
done
ad
it,
for them.
And so
and
there
I
you
just
go.
Want to see the ad.
So you're reading stuff while we're working over here. That's what that's
aren't
what just came out.
Don't
yes.
you? Okay, that's how we give you guys a good show, generally. So if you guys don't want a good show, just tell us to stop and we'll stop.
All right, Jeffrey. Just real quickly, we're going to throw out some names of some collegiate people
yes.
who have made their declarations that they will be entering the National Football League
yes.
draft come April, which hopefully, again, Sky Sports will have us cover for them.
Have them cover what? I missed part of what you said.
Have there. Us cover the draft in April.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Andrew Luck,
Andrew
Stanford,
Luck.
He's in.
Bye-bye.
He is leaving the Stanford, coming to the NFL
now,
draft. Heisman Trophy winner.
Diego Robert Griffin III.
RG3.
He told
fresh
Baylor.
Fresh off wearing his Barney socks.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I approve. They're Jeff approved because they're goofy.
They were pretty goofy. Wearing his
he wore
Barney socks.
To his news conference.
Yes, he
declare.
Did. Yes, he did.
He is ready to be the next Chad Johnson, isn't he?
I don't know. The kid is awesome, and he's got skills, and I like
Matt
that.
Matt Barkley of USC has decided to remain in school, and no, Steven, he is not taking ballroom dancing his senior year.
I did want to know that.
I know you were going to go there.
What is he taking?
No, he's excited. I don't know what his schedule is.
Okay.
But he's excited because now that the NCAA restrictions are lifted from USC as of this coming season, he is fascinated by the prospect of actually going for a national
title. And trying to win a national championship. He's,
yes.
Good luck with that. It's going to be difficult with the likes of Oregon on your schedule and
apparently
Stanford.
LSU that's never going anywhere.
Again. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, Alabama.
Yeah.
Even as well. They're returning a lot of people. Although, speaking of Alabama, running back Trent Richardson and defensive back Dre Kirkpatrick have announced that they will be foregoing their final
I
year
both
at
these
Bama.
Kids
and they are heading to the
might be
NFL.
In the top five.
It is a possibility.
Come the end of the combine.
It is a possibility.
That is ridiculous.
The guy that I'm excited about and the guy that I hope the San Francisco – well, it would be nice to see him go to San Francisco, but it's most likely the St. Louis Rams taking – Oklahoma State wide receiver Justin Blackmon.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even waste any time. The minute his bowl game was over, he was like, I'm going to the NFL.
Yeah. He had the camera. Yeah. And I thought the reporter was kind of nervy for asking him the question.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. That was like you. We've got an interview coming up where Steven asked a question that I thought was, you know, you don't bait people into asking, answering questions like that. Predictions. Come on.
You got to do
so
it sometimes.
Woman on the
hey, you got to do
well,
it sometimes.
Because as I was talking, I wasn't venting pretty much, but a guy I was talking with last night said, Steven played that perfectly because what if he stepped in it?
Yeah.
What if he took the bait?
And I was,
then you
I was
got
doing
the scoop.
I was,
then you
yeah,
got the
that's
scoop.
Right. And plus, I was doing it in a friendly manner, though, too.
He laughed.
He had a good time.
He got it, but
I knew he wasn't going to answer.
If he had stepped
but
in
if
it.
He answers, there you go. There you go. That's how
we're going to be all over ESPN.
And
with
finally, Wisconsin quarterback Russell Wilson. He has informed the Colorado Rockies that he will not stay in their minor
I'm
league
playing
system.
Ball, baby. I'm playing
and
ball.
He's going to play in the National Football League headed for that.
No little wussy round ball for me.
That's right.
No siree.
So there you go. That's all the people that we know about. I'm sure there are dozens and dozens others that have come out. And,
so what interview should we light people up with first?
Well, since we're going to do the games in order, it's
okay,
the
well,
first
then we start
game
the 49ers.
That we're talking about.
Blake Costanzo!
There you go, right
we're
now.
Called to the set. Blake Costanzo to the set. Joining us right now from San Francisco 49ers training camp practice facility is Blake Costanzo, linebacker for the 49ers, special teamer du jour, and part of the secret sauce going on there. How you doing, Blake?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. First of all, you played a little bit in our neck of the woods. You played in Germany, right? NFL Europa?
Oh, yeah. I played NFL Europa in 2007 in the Rhein Fire in Dusseldorf.
What on earth was that like to go and be part of the end of NFL Europa?
You know what? It was blessed, man. It was the last year that they had it, so we got a chance to go out there and, you know, play in front of all those German fans that were unbelievable. And, you know, it was an awesome opportunity for us because we were a bunch of young guys, you know, trying to make it in the NFL. And we got a huge opportunity to play a bunch of games over there. And it was an awesome opportunity, man, just to go over to Europe and do that whole thing. I probably would never win in my life if I didn't get that opportunity. So it was awesome.
All right, Blake, so went to college in Lafayette. You went undrafted, but you've played with a couple teams in the NFL. How is it now playing for the San Francisco 49ers in this team that is 13-3, number two seed in the NFC?
You know, I can't even describe it in words. You know, you work your whole life to, you know, to get on teams just to win. And, you know, the team that we have here is an actual team. You know, from top to bottom, to guys working in the building, to the coaches, to our strength coaches, just to everybody, man. We're all just one big family. And a lot of people say that, but we really mean it when we say it, and we believe it. And, you know, it really is something special. I'm sure if you talk to, you know, a lot of the teams that have won Super Bowls in the past, there's always that intangible thing that they have that kind of, you know, propelled them to where they got. And I think that we have this on this team. And it's just something you can't really see or put a word on. But we're just a family. We all care about each other. We love each other. And we love playing football with each other, which is the most important.
That's awesome. So I got a question for you. Now, we really do. We follow the 49ers pretty closely here, and we think that the special teams play is really the secret sauce there. That's the piece that goes unmentioned. Every time I watch the Niners, I'm stunned by the field position battle that you guys win. Brad Seeley came over from Cleveland, and you came with him. So tell us a little bit about Brad and what he does.
I played with Brad for 2 years in Cleveland before I came here, and you know, he's one of the best, if not, you know, the best in the league. And you really can't, you know, even argue that. You know, he's been in so many games and so many situations. He's won so many games. He won 3 Super Bowls. And just the knowledge that he brings is unbelievable. You know, he just has so many calls, so many schemes. He knows when the right time to call him is. I mean, he's unparalleled to you know, any other special teams coach, you know, in the NFL right now. And it shows us up. Shows with us on the field, but like again, he would kind of give us the credit. We have a bunch of guys on this team who take pride in special teams. You don't really get to see that a lot in the NFL, and we all embrace it. We love it. We became our own little family too. We have our own little squad, you know, that we call home here, and you know, it's just a pleasure to play with those guys as well.
Blake, could you just quickly take us through a special teams play? I mean, there's a kickoff, and you guys seem like you're running down the field at like 20 miles an hour to take somebody's head off.
Oh, I mean, that's the mentality you got to have. I mean, you got to be a little cuckoo in your head to play special teams and run down on kickoff. You know, from the start, we have this whole thing at home where we play this song. It's by Future. It's called Tony Montana, and we kind of embrace it. So we huddle up as a team, special teams unit kickoff, and once that song comes on, the crowd knows about it, and you just see the passion in us come out. We start dancing. We start, you know, getting into it. And then, you know, David Akers breaks us. And then as soon as, you know, he breaks us, we are just, you know, 1,000 miles an hour to that ball. And it's almost like a blackout. And you're just running down that field and doing anything you can possible, you know, to get to that returner or sacrifice your body. And then, you know, it's over in a blink of an eye. So it's just it's an unbelievable thing. It's a rush. And that's why we love doing it.
Fantastic.
All right, Blake. So this weekend you got the New Orleans Saints. You got Darren Sproles, who is a pretty big threat there, returning the kick.
He's a little big threat.
But it's a big threat.
Yeah.
How are you guys going to work around handling that and containing him on his kickoff returns?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately for us, we played against a lot of good returners this year. And, you know, like I said, there's no better way to gauge where you're at unless you play the best. And, you know, he's one of the best out there. And, you know, like I said, we just go about our business every day, no matter who we play. But obviously, we got to pay more attention to him because every time he touches the ball, he can do something special. That's just the kind of guy he is. And I played against him before when he was at San Diego. And, you know, we just got to play our game, and that's it, and do what we've been doing consistently, and we should be fine. But no special sauce or any kind of plays. We just got to do our job, and, you know, hopefully we'll come out on top.
Okay, all right, Blake, thank you very much for coming on the show. We're just going to leave you with this. I'm sure you can answer this. Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Very nice. Blake Costanzo, linebacker, San Francisco 49ers. The part of that special sauce, secret sauce is going on there. Thanks so much for joining us, Blake.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. We want to thank Blake for coming in and taking some time.
Fun guy.
It is. And the thing is, he had like an interview, like the, he not an interview,
yeah, practice.
A coach's meeting.
He had a meeting that he had to go to.
He fun guy. He played in Germany, dude. Düsseldorf.
No, but he's a Jersey guy. Düsseldorf, yeah. I played Düsseldorf.
Good guy.
Looking forward
to talking to him up close and personal when we head up to San Francisco this weekend. Now, Jeffrey, that brings us to our game time. We'll start
with
Saturday.
Bring it. The gates at Candlestick Park open 5 hours prior to kickoff.
That's right. We'll be there. The Niners have announced 8:30 a.m. they will open the gates for anybody who wants to come and tailgate and have fun and party.
Fun idea, because there's so few ways into the stadium.
Yes.
I'm just thinking outside the box.
Think outside the box.
What if come, I don't know, 9 a.m., there was a complete traffic jam getting into Candlestick,
Okay. Making
it impossible for the New Orleans Saints to actually get there?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
There are so few roads
into that dang stadium.
The little caveat on that,
yeah,
is that the New Orleans Saints get a police escort.
Yeah, but
from
their
hotel.
Talking, there's a truck overturned. I'm just saying, I don't know, a dump truck full of trash and a big rig.
I see.
I don't know.
All right, well,
you got to bring in a crane.
Let's just make sure we get in first, because remember
we're there at 8:30, bro.
We had our troubles getting into the stadium last time.
Problems around Pleasanton, and we're doing something better. We're getting there the day before this.
Yes, we are. And anybody in the San Francisco Bay Area,
bring us up,
8:30 a.m. Shoot us
tailgating.
We're going to be there. We're going to get the fan experience.
We're going to get in to the stadium, dump our stuff at the press box, and then get back out of the parking lot at work.
Work. That's
work.
Right. We're gonna work.
Have fun. Taking pictures. Doing interviews and stuff. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. So just let us know where you're
hanging out.
Can't miss
us. I look like the guy in the video who's Caucasian.
Yes.
And Steven looks like the other guy. So you can't miss us.
And we'll, you know, let us know where you're tailgating. We'll come out and we'll play. We'll play with you guys. So
and you bring a football, and Steven will impress you with his prowess.
Steven, you know, still the most amazing thing.
I've been encouraging Steven to write down crazy things that have happened to us.
Yes.
Covering the league. Nothing to this day beats outside
the guy that
Cowboy
dove
Stadium.
In the street.
Exactly. We are on a busy street with automobile traffic, and Steven throws a ball a little long, and the guy decides, I'm going to leave it all on the asphalt.
He dove.
And he laid out for Steven. He had
pass.
Had a few Bud Light limes, like 75
Seriously,
maybe.
This was probably a 40-yard pass.
And he laid out for the ball.
And he caught it.
And then he caught asphalt burns that you can't imagine. Skin missing all over the place.
He had had...
I said 75 Bud Light
There
limes.
You go. Just a few. So he was all right.
But that's my favorite story so far. But we're ready to hang with you guys, chill with you guys, have a stogie with you guys.
All right. Good. So this is one of the classic cases of...
What you're best at, I'm best at. What you're worst at, I'm worst at.
High-powered offense going against... top notch defense.
Yes.
And
special teams. And not forget Mr. Costanzo there.
That's
there
right. There's
friends.
The intangible right there.
I love what they're doing there, honestly, Steven. You know, when they brought in from Cleveland
Brad Seeley,
nobody's talking about that move. He's the guy who had do not kick to
Devin
Hester.
Right,
how do you think Devin Hester became?
No, Hester's in Chicago. The other guy, Cribbs.
Joshua Cribbs.
Yeah,
Joshua Cribbs. He had Joshua Cribbs.
Yep.
And how does his team end up with a 38.4 yard line every time? Special teams.
He knows how to get the best out of his returns.
How do you pin the other team inside the 20 every time?
Also, what you got to think about is that he's got a great – his punter does exactly what Seeley wants.
Neil Rackers.
No, I know.
I'm talking about the crew, the punter and the kicker.
Well, the kicker's David Akers.
David Akers,
last year they hated him in Philadelphia. Hated Akers in Philadelphia. What a difference a season in the National Football League makes. Because in Philadelphia, remember he was missing those chippies at the end of games and cost him games and stuff. And
he was playing in Philadelphia. Now he's playing in sunny California.
Yeah, that's right. And Jeffrey, he breaks the record for the most field goals kicked in a single season by a kicker. He has the most points scored by a San Francisco 49er in a single season. Better than Jerry Rice. More than some of the big names that you know from San Francisco. So he's had a great season.
The guys from the days of yore.
Yes, the days of yore. I love yore. This is a great time. Anyways.
I like mine better than yore. But
So their special teams is certainly the intangible, and I'm going to stick with them. I'm going to go out on the limb and take them when nobody else in the world is taking them.
Except me.
I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm taking the 49ers, Steven.
You're taking the Niners, too?
For logical reasons, not for emotional reasons,
all right,
Steven.
Why?
It is simply that the Saints do not bring what they need to this game. This game is played out of doors. This game is being played
on grass.
And those are the Achilles heels for the New Orleans Saints. It's really simple. Drew Brees does not play well in those two conditions. Outdoors and on grass.
You can recall the last time they came to the West, last year against Seattle.
Yeah, that didn't go real well, and that was on turf, which they like.
And they
it was outdoors.
They had a problem. The Saints had a problem,
huge problem
with Marshawn Lynch. He went all beast mode on him.
Yeah.
You know who can go beast mode on him?
Frank Gore!
Yeah, so although the Saints are high-powered, they got to show us that. Now I'm going to go out on a
Drew Brees is a way better quarterback than Alex Smith.
Yep.
No issues. Darren Sproles is going to be a nuisance, but again, special teams.
But here you go. Are you ready for Steven's craziness?
Steven's craziness.
I'm taking the Niners in this game.
Yeah.
But if the Saints win, they will not be stopped.
Ooh, Super Bowl champion,
yes.
New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
I think that's possible.
I'm going on there.
Home field goes back to would revert then. Depending on the outcome of the Green Bay New York game, if the Giants win, they would have a home game. If the Packers win, they'd have to go to Green Bay.
But even still, well, that remember opening season? That's how we opened the season.
It
Saints.
What a
Packers.
Great way to close!
It went to the last play.
It did.
Drew Brees drove them all the way to the one.
That was
and remember
my
me yelling?
Game of the season.
They took the ball out of Brees' hands. They tried to run it, and they got stuffed, and they lost the game. Now, how cool would that be? You go full circle in the NFC. You start in Green Bay.
I think we may see that this week, though. I think we may see at the end of the game, we hand it to Darren Sproles instead of letting Drew Brees pass, and it's like that may be the final play of their season in Candlestick Park here. Look, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be on Fox here in the United States. Special treat for everyone overseas in the UK specifically. We will be doing a live cross during the game. So during the regular TV timeouts and stuff where they go to Kevin and Neil. And they're probably going to have Sean Gale in, and I don't know who else they're going to bring in this week. But they're going to have a piece with us live on the
telephone from the stadium,
giving a little bit of atmosphere. So for those of you Sky Sports subscribers, I can't say Sky Sports subscribers, Stephen.
Sky Sports subscribers.
That's better. It's way better. Anyways, we're going to be on there. So listen for us and look for a little cute picture of us. That they'll float over our voices. But, yeah, you don't want to go and get snacks during TV timeouts now.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, no, no. We will
keep
be
it
there
with Kevin and Neil and the gang.
We will be there to bring you the environment.
And Kevin's supposed to have a special halftime question for us, Stephen.
All right. Well, we'll be
Kev, Big
we'll
Kev's
be
supposed to
that.
Have a special halftime question. Can't wait to hear what
All
that
right,
is.
All right, so we're both taking the Niners and the upset because the
yes,
Saints
are favored
by 3.5.
3.5. How'd you know that?
I looked
You've been
it
looking.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been looking it.
What would you put it at had you not looked it up? 3 because you've been off by half?
I probably.
4?
I would have put it at Saints 3, actually.
3, okay. Yeah, so that's the half. You would have about gone under on the.
Gone under.
Okay.
Which I think is another reason why I'm taking the Niners. Nobody's giving them a chance.
Fear the road dog. Fear the home dog.
Fear the home dog.
That's a saying, Steven, that really doesn't mean anything.
Lately, it's been meaning a whole lot.
Look, all the home teams have won so far in this year's tournament, but that doesn't mean it's going to continue.
They weren't, were they dogs? None of them were dogs last weekend.
There was a dog. Yeah, the Denver Broncos. Oh, they were at home.
Oh, yeah, the Denver
They were the home dog.
They were the home dog. Fear
there
the home
you go.
Dog.
Fear the home dog. I'll never get it right. But, yeah, they were the home dog, and they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Devil will be like, feed a dog when it's
home
down
dirt.
And needs something. Fear the home dog. All right. The other Saturday game, which here you are. You know how we've been tweeting out and Facebooking with
yeah.
you guys during games? Well, this game is going
to
be a little bit difficult for us
quiet.
To tweet.
For real strategic reasons.
And
we're going to miss kickoff because we're going to be in the locker room.
It's Denver at New England. And that's the game we're coming up to next.
And I'm going to actually give you the poll results off of Facebook.com, Stephen, and of the games that people are most looking forward to.
Yes.
This is number 2, Broncos-Patriots. Comes in a close second
to Giants-Packers.
Giants-Packers yep. is the number one yep. game that people yep. are looking yep. forward to.
Okay.
The least popular game, unfortunately, is Texans-Ravens. They only managed 4 votes. Poor guys.
Well, we'll get to that one.
I know. I'm just thinking how sad that is.
Right now, the Denver Broncos travel to New England, a team that they played earlier in the season and got their butts handed to them, Jeffrey. Tim Tebow's going to bring all his magic and all his jockey underwear and
his naked back
and all of the
guy is muscular. You got to give him that
he's
ripped.
He is.
When I see him throw,
he is a great specimen.
He is
a man.
He is. Okay. I'm not going to go there because you don't like when I go there.
No,
with a man crush index or anything. Because my man crush index, just to be clear.
Well, yeah,
I know we've changed the calendar.
Speaking of,
I know
crushes.
I know.
We
I
want
to give a special shout out to Sarah, Tampa Bay Bucks cheerleader.
And
hi,
I want to say hi to Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia.
You and I are just different guys, bro.
We are.
You like the brunette. I do the blondes.
Yeah. I do blondes occasionally.
No,
but
I know that.
Guy.
And I find brunettes beautiful.
Yes.
But they don't make me just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They don't take my breath away. Brunettes just make me go, wow, you're beautiful.
Take my breath away.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay.
So we're talking about Denver and New England. We
New
cannot
England.
Be tweeting and Facebooking like normal because we got locker room responsibilities with the 49ers
yes.
and whomever it is that wins there with the New Orleans Saints. And then we got to get Steven to the airport to get him home on time.
Yes.
And so he's going to try and avoid information about
yes,
the game while I'm
going to
be trying to
be...
fill my brain with information from the game
I'm
on the drive to the airport.
Literally, I'm going to submerge myself at the airport and in a book. And on the plane in a book, I'm currently reading Robert Crace's The Watchmen. Really good, very interesting.
I think I've read that.
Really?
Yes.
And
good book.
It's been great so far.
Page Turner.
And then when I get home, it'll be ready for me. It'll be on delay.
But see, that's the thing, Steven. I got to drop you off at Oakland Airport, and then I got to go all the way back through the nonsense of the city and down
yes.
all the way into Redwood City. Where I'm spending the night with my lovely wife because our house is being tented for termites, which is
yes.
big fun if you've never had your house tented for termites.
I was kind of wondering why you weren't flying back with me, by the way. But
let's see, spend the night with Steven in his house on the couch or spend the night in a hotel with my wife?
We would provide you a bed.
You'd kick one of the kids out?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Okay, spend the night at the Miranda's house or spend the night with my lovely wife in a hotel?
Well, your wife could come too.
She's spending the weekend with her mom.
Oh, I Yes.
See, it all makes sense, Steven.
It does all make sense now.
And then Sunday, I don't mean to scare the person if they didn't get the message, but Pam and Herb, coming to watch football at your house on Sunday. So if you didn't get your message on the phone, you're enjoying this for the first time right now.
Them and her.
Harb's got the nice 60-inch flat screen,
there
bigger than
go.
Mine.
There you
he
go.
May have upgraded to a 70 by now. Yeah. I don't know, but it's big. Dude used
hey,
to work
Jay,
for Panasonic.
Would you ever say that another guy had it bigger than you?
If it was a TV.
Just like, he's got it bigger than mine.
Are we talking about three-quarter Miranda?
Three-quarter Steven. Okay,
whatever.
Get it right. All right.
There. I wasn't there. I wasn't invited.
So, well, there you go. So that's how it is. We won't be tweeting on this game.
Yeah,
which,
we can't.
Maybe if I get home.
What, you're going to get live before the end of the game?
Not even possible.
You're not going to get live by the end of the game?
Yeah.
We're not going to get you to the airport until halftime.
Yeah, not even possible.
I mean, that's best case scenario. I don't even know how if we can get out of the stadium in time. It's going to be. If anyone owns a helicopter, it'd be a lot easier just to get Steven. Pick him up in the. I can't talk today, Steven. I think I'm done. Candlestick Park parking lot. Pick Steven up in a helicopter. Get him over to Oakland Airport and get him on a plane. And let me just get out of there and get down to Redwood City.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking.
Yeah.
But if you do
have
a helicopter,
I
mean, you know, I've never been in a helicopter.
Neither have I.
I don't know how that would be.
I stood next to whatever the Marine One, which
really?
Is the president's helicopter. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, so now it's time to pick.
Oh, Steven, we haven't even really talked about these games, so let's talk about Tim Tebow. We don't want to talk about Tim Tebow. Yes, we do. We're going to talk about it all day on TV
tomorrow.
Well,
it's Tebow versus Brady here.
And as people like me like to point out, they're never on the field at the same time.
Here's
so
what
really
I'm
going to
say
them.
About the game. The Denver Broncos started great in their game against New England.
Fantastically. This was the first time Tim Tebow came out looking like
on
Tim
fire.
Tebow on
they
fourth quarter, 2 minutes left.
However, they, for whatever reason, got a case of the fumbleitis.
They did. It cost them dearly.
And then the Patriots pretty much, they rolled and it was like, okay, there's no more Tebow time because the Patriots are up by too much.
Was this the beginning of the end of the Broncos' little run? I'm pulling it up right
that
now.
That's correct. This was
their first
loss.
Yes. Then they lost at Buffalo.
And
they lost at home
to
Kansas City, 7-3.
Yes.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
But then last week, they hung a 29-burger on the Steelers.
All I know is that New England's defense better be ready. Because if they try if they try to just focus on stopping the run, Tebow's now shown, I'll beat you with my arm. If they try to focus on stopping a Demaryius Thomas and they let Tebow loose with that run option, I don't know how New England comes into this game. I'm taking the Patriots. They're at home. It's Tom Brady.
13.5 points.
They've had a week to rest. They are favored by a skajillion points.
Now, it's official. Eric Decker, there's no chance, according to Jeff Darlington of the NFL Network,
that he
no chance of Eric Decker playing against the Patriots on Saturday. So
I'm taking the Patriots, but what if?
Steven, I'm taking the Patriots, too. But look, if the Broncos win, now there's a lot of people that are just like, really? Really? Then we got to hear about Tebow some more. And I ask you this, would you rather hear about Tim Tebow some more or the New York Jets?
Well, you're hearing about the Jets whether you want to or not.
The Jets are above the fold, friends. That's a old newspaper phrase that means that you are above where the paper would fold in half. That means you get red more than anything else. If you're below the fold, that means you get red less. Above the fold, where a paper folds in half, is where the Jets have been all week, and it's freaking pissing me off, Steven. There's no two ways around
it. Freaking pissing you off.
It is. They're not in the playoffs.
Yeah, you should
give them all the attention they want. On February 10th, you don't even have to talk about Super Bowl winner for but one day. February 10th, it could be Jets TV. I don't care. For now, though, it should be only talking about teams that are in the playoffs. It's all we should be hearing. We shouldn't be hearing the coaching carousel. Da, 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 da. Shouldn't be hearing it.
That's a horrible carousel, by the way. I would never get on that carousel.
I would strap you down. That's a good punishment. You're going to ride a carousel, and I'm going to sing over the PA system.
Da,
da, da, da, da. And then I unleash the spiders.
Oh.
Da, 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 da.
Everything was okay until you said you would unleash spiders.
That's a good punishment. Carousels are funny.
Will they be non-poisonous spiders?
Yes. Carousels are inherently funny. So you think you could talk yourself off the ledge if the spiders were not venomous?
Yes.
Really?
If they were non-poisonous.
What if they're crawling on you?
if it's non-poisonous.
What is your heart doing right now as I talk about this?
I'm a little, I don't know. It's a little freaky. I hate spiders.
I know.
But if I know for a fact it's a non-poisonous spider, I would be better as opposed to if it were a poisonous spider.
I would never. I would never put you around a poisonous spider.
I have
spider.
Been, you know, I've, I, you know, it all goes back to my childhood and growing up. I've seen the effects of poisonous spiders.
Okay.
All right.
I've eaten poisonous spiders.
Okay. Well, that's gross.
They fry them first, which well, yeah, supposedly neutralizes
and,
the venom.
Yeah. Okay. There
supposedly.
You go.
I didn't. Die.
I was like, not a live one.
No.
Probably.
No.
Okay.
No. No. No.
There you go.
And they taste bad enough fried.
A kid in elementary school fell into a black widow's nest, and he died. Several stings from a black widow.
You've never told me this story.
My brother Gilbert, who works for a gas
Gilbert.
Company.
Yeah. You're crawling under houses.
And
doing
he
crap.
Lit some stuff. He got bit. Fortunately, it was right at quitting time. It was like 10 minutes before it was time to quit for the day. He got bit by a brown recluse. Even more poisonous.
Brown recluse.
More poisonous than a black widow.
So it's not a. Why are all these spiders like. Some reference to colored people. People of color, I should say. Brown recluse
and a black widow. I don't know.
These are lonely black people, basically. The brown recluse.
The brown recluse bit my brother right above his knee.
Jeez.
He gets home, takes off his pants.
His knee's like 10 times
the
size. Oh, gosh.
No, it eats the flesh, Jeff.
Oh, the recluse doesn't poison you. It devours you?
It kills you.
It's not really a recluse. It gets out in parties, doesn't it?
He's scratched. He's like, what the heck is going on? Rush him to the ER, 10 minutes. Had he not gotten there when he gotten there, they would have had to take his leg off. So literally they were able to get in, stop the poison. They had to do a skin graft.
I'm not telling tales out of school, but Steven, you didn't have beads of sweat out.
Take the skin from his bum
and
put it on his leg. And so it's funny. So anyways, literally, we make jokes.
Do you know
that
there's beads of sweat above your lip?
I didn't know. But anyways, we make jokes now because he's like, when he's scratching his knees, really scratching his butt. That's what we say.
I've heard you say that, but
yeah,
I didn't know
that's
why.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, so you're so scared of these, you've never told me these stories, and you've told me like every story that
I see.
That
well,
I
there you go. Those
know.
Are true stories that I've witnessed, that I've seen with my own eyes, what has happened, the effects of spiders. That's why I'm afraid of spiders. I mean, it's not some crazy.
Snakes? You're good with?
I'm good with snakes.
Have you used to freaking.
Okay. Yeah, a buddy of mine had a boa in college.
Yeah.
And we would go to his room and we would feed him.
My buddy had a python, and you know what its name was?
What?
It's a python.
Python?
No, what the first name of the python would be.
Monty?
There you go.
he had a python, they call him Monty.
Exactly.
Nice.
The thing was awesome. We'd feed him ice and everything, and you see the big lump inside him.
Exactly.
Those are excellent.
So, but that is my fear of the spiders.
Fair enough.
But let me say this.
I will never... ever put you in physical danger.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I remember that.
Now, can you wipe the sweat off your off your lip? There you go.
All right. So anyways, so there
it's about 65 degrees in here.
It is a little warm.
No, 65
it's
degrees.
Warm. It's warm. It's not 65.
Well, it was the topic,
it's not
Steven.
65.
It was the topic. What
it
does that say?
Is. I don't know what it says up there.
James?
Anyways. It's not 65 in here.
Is James
I'll tell you
there?
That much. Yes, it
flag
is.
Flag him down.
James, come over here. But anyways, what I'll say about the Broncos is, if they eliminate those fumbles and the turnovers from this football game, they will have a great shot of beating the New England Patriots. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm taking the Patriots. But if they eliminate the turnovers and they get that hot start like they did in Denver, this is going to be a good game.
I agree with you. James, what's the temperature in here according to the air? 65,
it's
thank
not
you.
65.
And is it feel James? Cold in here to you? So if
I'm
someone was
up.
Sweating, say right now, as he was talking about spiders,
did you hear?
No,
the
they were
stories?
Deathly stories.
No, I didn't hear.
A kid died when he was in elementary school from spiders.
I'd be scared of spiders.
Okay, yeah, he's never told me that story.
Okay, I thought
I didn't
you knew
know
that.
That.
I thought
no.
you knew that.
Dude, I think it's so scary you haven't told me.
And the more personal one is my
brother.
Yes, and I saw it, and it's like.
You don't want to see your sibling's bone.
No.
I mean that in every sense of the word.
There you go. So there's my fear of spiders.
Now, injuries, Steven, on the Denver Broncos, Eric Decker is a significant injury.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas, though, came out of nowhere. And apparently, here's my thing. That boosted Tebow's confidence.
Yeah.
John Elway yelling at him, unleash the ball, unload, throw the ball quicker, be more decisive. Well, pull he the did, trigger. And it worked.
Pull the trigger.
And it worked.
Pull the trigger.
And here's what John Fox, Stephen, has been telling his team this week. I've heard from Denver Broncos insiders. John Fox has been telling his team this. Guys, we got nothing to lose. We got nothing to lose. No one believed we should have been in the playoffs. No one believed we should have beat the Steelers. No one believes we have a chance against the New England Patriots. So, guys, let's just go have fun.
Yeah.
Let's light it up, and there is nothing more dangerous. This is more dangerous than a home dog. I got that right. More dangerous than a home dog is a team with nothing to lose.
You got a point. And you know what?
I am taking the New England Patriots by more than a touchdown.
But there is no pressure on the Broncos.
There is no pressure on the Broncos. And the Patriots, how have they left the season the last 2 years?
One and done.
You really, one and done 3 years in a row? No one's going to get fired there. Well, yeah. A defensive coordinator maybe should get fired there. I'm just saying. That's not going to happen there. Yeah. So they're fine, but one and done again will not work for the New England Patriots.
All right, let's get to the Sunday games, and we'll start with the early morning game in Baltimore, where the Baltimore Ravens host the Houston Texans.
Okay, first person to email me, jeff@rarn.net, with this quote's reference, big fun in Baltimore. We'll get a nice note in return.
Okay, good, because I don't even know what it is.
There you go.
Big fun in Baltimore.
Big fun in Baltimore.
Well, earlier this season...
Yeah.
That was not big fun in Baltimore.
No.
The Ravens playing the Houston Texans, a rematch where the Ravens won at home earlier this season. Even though they struggled in the game, they can't struggle in this football game.
Mm-hmm.
You got literally, Jeffrey, this is a mirror that you have put in front of these two teams. And they're looking right at each other.
Yes.
You've got very strong
defenses.
You got great running backs for both teams.
And ironically here,
yeah.
You've got quarterbacks that people don't trust. One of them is a rookie third stringer, and one of them is a veteran.
Fourth-year guy
who's won playoff games. So that's a little insulting.
Yeah.
I saw Joe Flacco being interviewed yesterday,
yes.
and they asked him, so if the Baltimore Ravens win this weekend, what will be your thoughts? He says, well, one thing I know for sure is it won't be because of me.
Yeah, according to you guys.
It won't be because of me.
Yes, he does believe that he should be getting a little bit more credit.
He's a little pissy there.
Well, and rightfully so. Whoever gives Joe Flacco credit when the Ravens win?
Who compares him to Mark Sanchez all the time? Me.
There you go.
Only Sanchez is better looking.
Everybody, you know, nobody really gives him the
He's got the a big arm. Okay, I've seen him do things lately that have impressed me. He has been less statuesque. He's been more moving outside the pocket, extending plays.
But when Flacco is stinky poo-poo, stinky
poo-poo. He's Brett Favre at his worst stinky poo-poo. It's like he's staring down someone on the other team to throw it to.
Yeah.
We're talking who's the guy that – Jake Delhomme home again. I mean, we're talking that bad.
Five interceptions in this game?
Like,
he better not throw five interceptions in this game.
He's not gonna, Steven. He's on the big stage. He's at home. They do have a home field advantage there in Baltimore and M&T Bank Stadium. The weather is going to be cold. Again, the only place where the weather is even going to be remotely decent is San Francisco. Hence the reason that we can afford to be there because we're babies. We get scared of the cold.
We do not like.
And,
I
no,
do
really
not
don't.
Know how we're going to do in Indianapolis, man.
I've got to actually look up for you. Just NFL weather is a good site.com, and that gives you the most up-to-the-minute report. Baltimore, Maryland. Oh, boy. It'll be 13 or 14 degrees with snow. They can't make up their mind if it'll. That's actually the high and low range, Steven, so I was being silly. 13 is the projected low. 14 is the projected high.
Well, for Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens,
Dang.
Anquan Boldin is playing his first game since having knee surgery, and we're not even sure if he's going to play in this game or not. So that's something to watch, which means that Torrey Smith, the rookie wide receiver, is going to have to be the guy.
He's going to have to be the man.
And they're obviously going to have to rely on
Ray Rice, a little running back for Rutgers.
You know what?
My heart tells me to take the Texans. My mind tells me to take the Ravens, and I'm taking the Ravens. It's going to be freaking cold there. And this Houston team, sorry, there's nothing in Houston that prepares you for cold.
Yeah,
it's going to be cold. Steven, it's going to be twice as warm in New England, and in New England, it's going to be below freezing. Wow, okay, it's going to be twice as warm.
I'm going out on a limb. I abandoned the Houston Texans last week, and I was wrong, and I'm back there. I'm taking Houston to go into Baltimore and pull off the upset.
Uh-oh.
Upset City. I think
we're both on the Niners. We're both on the Patriots. We split here. I'm with Baltimore, and you're with Houston.
I'm going to go with Houston.
T.J. Yates and the youthful not having a clue how big a game this is.
And I think that helps.
And that's
him.
To his advantage. Yes. I agree with you. Handing the what will feel like a literal rock to Arian Foster, just feeding the beast.
Give it to him 40
Ben
times.
Tate. No. 40 no,
times.
He split it. 30-20.
Okay, there you 30-20. Go.
30-20.
There you go.
Arian Foster gets a 30. Ben Tate gets a 20. And you pass complete to
my fear here is with the Baltimore Ravens is on the defensive side of the ball.
Owen Wilson.
Bringing Ray Lewis back into the defense.
I'm worried about that, too. And it's not just Ray Lewis they're bringing back. They're bringing back somebody else. They're adding three pieces to this depleted team, and that makes me nervous. Yeah. Anytime you have too many guys to bring in, I'm trying to think. Ed Reed.
Might be Ed Reed. I'm not sure. I haven't.
Anquan Boldin, though, is practicing without limits. Ray Lewis is 100% as of 2 days ago.
Okay.
Ed Reed says he's been playing to the point where his right shoulder has been just hanging on the last couple weeks. This is Tom Zipikowski. He's cleared and he's practicing. Anquan Boldin, they're going to be – this is the healthiest they've been in a long time. And as you know, and that's what Steven's saying, when you bring these guys back in, other guys have to shift around again.
Right.
And you have to remember what it was like to play with them, and that takes usually a game.
Yes. So.
And this is that game.
I'm calling for the upset here. I think the Houston Texans are going to go in.
So what's the line, Mr.
I
Man?
I think they are the young team. I think they are underdogs. I think Houston's underdog.
Oh, yeah.
Baltimore's at home, so that's immediate 3. And we're going to give the Ravens probably -4.5.
And podcast of NFL football odds and lines from covers.com. Believe it or not, Baltimore favored by 7.5.
Whew. That's big.
That's a big upset you're taking there, my
that
friend.
That is a huge upset. And I think it's – I think, first of all, that line's a little high.
Okay. Well, the over-under in this, by the way, 35.5. That's pretty low.
Wow.
It's going to be so dang cold there, Steven. I think that's probably affecting the over-under.
Yeah, I would
say. It's fallen 3 points since it opened on Tuesday.
Really?
Just like the temperature's
it
dropping.
It is just dropping, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, look, it was a 29-14 victory that they had against Houston, but the Ravens got a lot of their stuff late in that game. I'm going to stick with it. I like Houston.
Okay, you stick with it, and let's get to the final game, the one that most people are looking forward to.
All right, well, before we get to the final game.
Oh, we got another interview for you, friends.
Other buddy.
I'm sorry, we need a moment of silence for royalty.
Right now on the phone with us from the New York Giants, Prince Amukamara. Prince, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Now, you just coming off the practice field or what?
Yes, sir, just straight off the practice field, still in my cleats.
Nice. Wow. We're not going to ask you about any game planning because we know Coughlin wouldn't want you giving away any information there.
But, Prince, how has it been? Obviously, you came into the league immediately in the preseason. You suffered an injury, and you had to miss several games. How is it now coming off that injury and you're actually playing for the New York Giants?
Well, the timeline is definitely not the way I envisioned it to be. But I'm glad it turned out to be how it is right now. I'm playing, I'm contributing on defense and on special teams, and I'm very happy where our team is right now.
Fantastic. Now, you are from Glendale, Arizona, is where you're primarily raised, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you went to school in Nebraska. What kind of culture shock was that?
It was huge. Back in Glendale, Arizona, I went to a very diverse public school, and then just moving to Nebraska was a huge culture shock, but it definitely has a reputation, and it is true for having, like, the friendliest people in the nation there.
And they love their football, obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They live and breathe Husker football.
How has it been making the move to New York and making the transition into the NFL?
Man, the East Coast is a whole new different world, a whole new different experience. The driving, the city, the people, just all of it. But I love it. I wouldn't want to play for no other team.
You don't drive in New York, do you?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm all sexy and walking.
Okay, good.
Well, I got a little question for you. During your injury, when you had the walking boot on, you had was it a little Segway or a little remote control vehicle? What was that all about?
No, it wasn't a Segway. I wish it was. Just a scooter. I put my knee on the seat and just pedal with my off leg and just maneuver my way through traffic, through whatever.
So you're being like Grandpa Joe there in Manhattan, going around on the scooter. That must have been quite popular. Now, Prince, as you know, we cover the UK and we bring American football to the United Kingdom there. And you have a particular affection for the UK, am I not mistaken?
Nope, you're definitely right.
And you want to talk to us about that?
Yeah, tell us about that.
I just have a crush on Pippa Middleton, sister of Kate Middleton. So I'm practicing on my UK accent right now.
So wait a minute, that was almost quite good. You were almost doing a UK accent there briefly. I heard it.
So Prince, let me get this straight. So Kate goes off and marries a prince. And now you're basically seeing if Pippa might also want to marry a prince.
Exactly.
Yes, I hope that is. I hope that's true.
I see a lot of possibilities here. Now, you are in fact royalty in your lineage, are you not?
Yes, for sure. In a small village in Nigeria.
Hey, it don't matter how size the village is. I don't know if you know how the royals work over there. They get a lot of mileage out of not much these days.
I tell you what, Prince, we'll make sure that we get this interview out to all our people in Sky Sports and make sure that Pippa hears of this, all right?
Please, I'll do anything.
All right, okay, buddy.
Before we let you go, I know I don't want to put you on the spot, but any predictions you might want to give about this weekend in the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, jeez. You don't mock us, man.
Man, I learned that in high school to not get predictions. All I know is that Green Bay is an amazing team. The record and the film speaks for itself. And we play them already, so we know what challenges is up against us. And we just have to execute and everything will play out the way we want it to play. I mean, we're one of eight teams. We're excited right now, and we just have that mentality of go hard or go home, or win or go home. So as long as we take care of what we need to take care of, everything will take care of itself.
Okay, now I finished watching film last night of the week 15 game against the Giants. What I was surprised at, first of all, it was remarkably close, and you guys really battled hard. What do you think you can bring to make this game's outcome different?
We just need more takeaways. Aaron Rodgers has been doing an amazing job when not turning over the ball. So we just need to force them into making turnovers and let our offense get the ball in their hands and go to work.
There was a lot of opportunities for takeaways in that game, and there was a lot of dropped balls by your guys.
Yeah, we've improved over the weeks.
Yeah, well, that's
I
what I'm
believe
saying.
So.
Over the last 2 weeks of the regular season and then last week against the Atlanta Falcons, you guys have stepped it up. You guys have been basically playing playoff football since week 16 against the Jets, against the Cowboys. Now you're in the playoffs. What do you take from facing the wide receiving core of the Jets and the Cowboys and the Falcons? You guys basically shut those guys down. Now you've got another big test, the Green Bay Packer wide receiving core. Any differences or anything you learned from those other teams going into this game?
Those last three teams that we played, they all have strong caliber receivers, but Green Bay just has, I think they just have just more depth in that, and plus all of them are in sync. Aaron Rodgers has them in a great rhythm, and they all work together. So we just have to disrupt that any way we can.
All right, Prince, good luck this weekend against the Green Bay Packers.
Good luck with the Middletons, obviously. We will we'll be hitting that hard and cashing any favors we can find for you there.
That's right, Prince. And if you ever want to come to the UK and look us up, please do so. We'll make sure you have a lot of fun. All right, so
what a dude.
What do we get from him?
What a dude.
He doesn't want to give us a prediction. You just laughed at me.
Well, of course he laughed at you. And he wants to date hot English girls. Okay, don't we all?
Pippa Middleton. And have you seen a picture of Pippa?
I've seen the wedding dress, and I've seen beneath the wedding dress.
Yes, I know exactly what picture you're talking about.
I thought the wedding dress was more or less a prop. I thought it was one of those little – because I really didn't know who she was. And before the interview started, I actually had to convince Prince that I did not know who Peppa was.
Yes, that is –
He didn't believe me, and then I said, Prince, how old's your dad? He says, 55. I said, okay, for all intents and purposes, you're talking to your dad. Now, yeah, like, would your dad know who Peppa is?
He says, Pippa.
Pippa. See,
I
mean, again.
Jeff can't even say the name.
And he's like, no, my dad would know. I said, okay, you're talking to your dad. So just, Prince, stop assuming that I should know stuff.
He was a fun guy. And the stuff that you actually didn't hear that we conversed with him offline. Did you know? He really is. You were making fun because you actually were saying he's royalty. The dude's actually royalty.
I wasn't making fun. I was ignorant last year.
Yes.
Ignorantly
fun,
said that he was royalty because I had heard he came from – his parents came from Africa, from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And that his father was some – so I apparently heard a story and that very few people were talking about.
Yeah.
And I ran with the story, and then people start telling me I'm an idiot. And it just happened to be, in this case, I wasn't an idiot.
You weren't an idiot. It was true.
I was actually right.
Prince Amukamara.
And he can make someone a princess.
Thanks for coming in. Maybe, hopefully,
besides
for him,
his sister. He has a sister named Princess.
That's right. But hopefully for him, it'll be Pippa Middleton.
Pippa Middleton. Princess Pippa.
Who she
deserves to be royalty.
Pippa. Anyways.
Really beautiful.
New York Giants, Green Bay Packers. Giants,
Stevie,
been
guess the
here
line.
Before.
Guess the line.
This is going to be 8. Packers -8.
-7.5.
It's -8.
It's -7.5.
Enough with the
half. Open with Green Bay -9. New York's picking up respect.
They should.
They should, because last time these two teams played, it was really freakishly close.
There was a field goal with Aaron Rodgers leading a late drive at the end of the game, in the final 50 seconds, led them all the way down to the Giants' territory.
And the thing
and
I kept
the field goal.
Talking to Prince about that I saw when I watched NFL replay on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
That's their commercial. I saw Aaron Rodgers throw a lot of balls that he shouldn't have thrown and were dropped by defenders.
Well, this is another team that, once again, we know that
they don't make the Packers comfortable.
Yeah, the Packers defense, obviously.
It's not good.
Struggling. I think this is where it catches up to the Packers. I think this is the game where their lack of defense got – because really, right now, if you look at all the quarterbacks, first of all, I don't know if we've said already. I don't think we have.
I don't think we have.
It's the first time ever in the history of the National Football League that in the divisional round you have 4 Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks.
Drew Brees.
Tom Brady,
Eli Manning,
and Aaron Rodgers. And here in this game, you got 2 of them going up against
each other.
There you go. And right now, because Aaron Rodgers didn't play in the final week of the season, didn't see him play there,
mm-hmm.
one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league
mm-hmm.
is Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's been on fire.
And
he's got a healthy Hakeem Nicks. He's got a healthy Mario Manningham.
Jake Ballard.
Victor Cruz. And his tight end Jake Ballard is back. So I think this is going to be, if the defense of the New York Giants plays football, how they play against the Jets, against the Cowboys, against the Falcons. Remember, they shut out the Falcons' offense.
And which team can pound the rock better if they need to close out the game?
The New York Giants.
The New York Giants. This scares me, Steven. I've been rolling with the Packers since last season.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers, James Starks may not be available for this game, the running back. So they're going to have to rely on Ryan Grant. That may not get it done for them. I am going to, you know, I said, and people called me crazy. Jeffrey called me crazy. That the winner of Cowboys Giants would get to the NFC Championship game, and I've seen nothing to sway me from that. I am taking the Giants to go and play in the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
They'll either be going to San Francisco or to New Orleans.
Okay. I will make this as painless as I can.
Take it.
I'm going to rip this Band-Aid off fast. I'm not doing it. The Green Bay Packers to win by 10.
Now that's crazy. I'm just going to call you. You didn't even ask me to call you crazy, but I'm going to call you crazy.
Green Bay Packers win by 10.
They do not win by 10.
I have been riding with them. I called them.
You want to lose $10? Because that's about all I can lose right now. Afford to lose is $10. $10.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting a meal per diem in San Francisco.
Okay, then I told it. Then I can't even bet the $10.
I'm just pointing that out.
So what you're saying is I need to get all my food and eat it.
You might want to pack some peanut butter sandwiches.
Nice. All right. Make sure I eat all the stadium food.
Taking the
can.
Packers, yeah, and take advantage of that half price.
So here
deal.
You go, because we are way over time. It's mostly mm-hmm. because we had two great
interviews.
We'd like to thank Blake Costanzo of the Niners and Prince Amukamara of the New York Giants for coming on with us. We really appreciate that. We both have the Patriots. We both have the Niners. I've got Houston. You've got Baltimore.
Yep.
I've got the Giants, and you are sticking with your Green Bay
so
Packers.
So basically, I got the home team everywhere.
And that's crazy, my friend.
Especially 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? I call them as I see them, friends.
There you go. Well, that's all the time we got. Actually, it's way out
past,
of time.
Way past.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
As Huey Lewis of the News said, who's performing the national anthem, we're out of time.
We are out of time. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll come back at you next week. We're out.